656-4399, and thank you for tuning in to your Better Alternative 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Alright, Jody is on time out from the microphone. Let's talk to Levi. Levi, what was the best thing you did today? Other than hang out with your good friend Cam, yeah.
I woke up and I took an amazing shower and got amazing breakfast. I spent a lot of time hanging out with my awesome friend Leaf.
Oh, Leaf is great.
After class, we actually did not attend class.
Whoa.
Not going to lie.
WRUV does not support this behavior.
So, we didn't go to class, and then we just hung out outside for a long time. And we just yapped and chatted up, and it was great. And then after that, I went and I hung out with Anna at her show, which was fun, but it's a two-hour show, so it was really long. And then, I don't know, I did some other stuff, and now I'm here. It was a pretty great day. I did zero work.
That sounds like a lovely day.
What about you, Darcy?
I watched Donnie Darko.
Oh, great.
I've heard very
movie.
Mixed things about this
I
movie.
I liked it.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say it's not very good.
Me and
Sam
McFadden.
Oh, whoa.
It's just, like, never a good sign.
Yeah.
It's really
weird. I watched it with Sam McFadden and Sam Greenblatt. Yeah, I know both of them. And Mira. And it was a good time. I think Jake Gyllenhaal did good. He looks quite ravishing, if I do say so.
Ravish.
Ravishing's great.
The only thing I can think of when I see him is Brokeback Mountain, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Which is probably the best movie ever made. But we could have had a good life. And now all he does is you should really see
You know that Ollie watched that movie over 70 times.
That's
what? Holy crap.
Yeah, it was one of his fixations for a while.
Nah. That is rough. I've seen it twice and I cried both
watched
times.
That movie with my friends.
When was the last time you cried at a movie? I cry at Coco every time.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Titanic has me.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't really watch movies by
Certain
myself,
movies
but it's only,
really
I can only cry up, when I watch
up,
a movie.
Up. Up is just
I never cry at movies. I never opt to watch a sad movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I just don't. I just really don't cry. Never at movies.
I watched Black Swan over the summer. I probably cried during that.
This is a little, well, no, you know what? I wear this as a badge. I wear this badge with pride. I cried at My Octopus Teacher. Did you guys ever see that?
No.
That's a good movie to
okay.
cry at. If you're going to cry at
it
a movie,
it was
that's a movie
really
to cry
deep.
At.
It made me think of, I think that's the point that I might have gained consciousness as like a teenager.
My Octopus Teacher.
It's a document. Cars 2 is when you gained consciousness.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really good shout. Oh, man. All right, guys, don't forget to call in to chat in. The number is 802-656-4399. Tell your friends, your mother, your auntie.
Give us a ring, guys.
we have a lot of interesting
we
things
want
to say.
To talk to you. We have to
yeah,
tell you.
We don't
we
get out much.
To tell you.
If you call right now, we will tell you a crazy secret
we got.
Ooh, I don't know if you're going to want to hear this secret. It's that crazy.
Oh my god, we can't even say
please
it. We can't even allude
please
to
don't
it.
Call the
Do
phone
not
call and make us tell you this secret.
That would be horrible. That's the last thing I want to do is tell you this insane secret. All
right, here we go.
Everything's simple. Switch. Everything seems nice, but if you look twice, you could see it's all I'm not the one who's always right.
Put some on if you like. There's some beautiful stuff, man. Just let it run out.
Look at that.
Alright, we're listening to Cocktails in Space by Nemesh. Before that was All at Once by Nina Jirachi and LDN Switch Remix by Lily Allen. Jody.
I'm out of time.
Truth or dare? Hold on. Wait, I'm thinking. Truth or dare?
Actually?
Yeah.
I feel like I can only... Alright, truth.
Truth? Okay. Oh god, I wasn't really expecting
yeah,
this.
Wait. I have a pretty good would you rather.
Okay.
Yeah,
Would you rather?
I'm not gonna lie. It's not actually very good would you rather, but I thought it was really funny. Would you rather have 2 months of free rent or because
in Burlington?
In Burlington. Or wherever you live. Or would you rather be cousins with Woe Vicky?
Cousins with Woe Vicky, I don't see being a big payoff. I do not see that being a big payoff.
All right, 1 month of rent.
What's she up to?
1 free month of rent. Clavicular? Oh, I do not want to be cousins with Woe Vicky.
We can't talk about him.
On air?
No, we're not allowed. Should we play a song by her?
Not one of those is going to be...
Wait, does she... Wait, she doesn't have a song, does she?
She has... Close
no, that's Bad Baby.
Close
yeah, I was thinking about... Oh, dude, she does... There's one called My Jesus.
Play it.
I'm not playing this. She has 4,000 monthly listeners.
I can roll out another Would You Rather.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. This one...
Is that
many of you listeners have heard this before. I did.
She's great. I like Bad Baby.
Okay, so... Your first option is every time you take a step, Mo Bamba.
Oh my god, I hate this one.
Play at full volume from somewhere around you, I don't know, but start playing it.
Everyone can hear it.
Everyone can hear it. Everyone knows, like, you are the source of Mo Bamba. Every time you take a step, it restarts from the beginning.
Oh, dude.
It's terrible.
And then once you stop walking, then the song will play out, and once it's done playing, it can be silent. But then when you start walking again, it'll play again. That's your first option. The second option is there are seven dwarves. And they follow you, and they have big knives. And no one else can see them.
No one else can see them. Can they hurt me?
No, but they can. They say mean things. They say mean things.
That's just messed up.
And they'll charge you. They'll do fake outs. Like, they'll run at you to try and scare you. And they're always within, like, 10 feet of you for your whole life.
I think Mo Bamba would be pretty annoying. I think I would have to go dwarves.
Yeah.
It would be really...
If no one else can see them, you would get used to them. You would get used to them for sure.
Wait, can they unalive me?
No.
Oh, that's chill.
No.
They just psychologically say
really upsetting things. Like, you'll be like working on an essay or something, you'll be writing something, and they'll come up behind you and they'll be like, that is really badly written.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty bad, but seven of
them.
Can
I kill them?
By the way, okay.
Yeah, but the next day.
Don't resort straight to violence.
The
rest of my life, I'm gonna get annoyed.
Okay. Yeah, think about Mo Bamba.
Mo Bamba would.
I think about Mo Bamba.
By the way, can you name all seven dwarves? I don't think you can.
Sleepy?
Sleepy, Dopey.
Let's sleepy and Dopey.
Crumpy.
Grumpy.
What?
Mopey one?
No.
Yeah, Mopey. You can just say things.
Yeah.
That, like, sounds like one.
Sleepy,
greasy. Mopey, Dopey.
Slippery.
Horny.
Horny self. Sleepy, Dopey, Grumpy, Sneezy.
Sneezy. Sneezy.
Sneezy. Sneezy's one.
Sneezy's one.
Wait, can you name all the dwarves from The Hobbit? There's what?
Bilbo.
That's The Hobbit. That's The Hobbit.
That is the one wrong answer.
Oh.
Wait, I don't know any dwarves from The Hobbit.
Feely, Keely, Bomber, Bombor.
Wait, I can name the names of Shrek's children. It's Fergus, Boring. Sparkle, and Felicia.
Well,
ooh, you could be Shrek for the party.
Oh, yeah, guys, listen, listeners, we have a mythical creature-themed party tomorrow, and we need ideas for what to dress up as.
It's gonna be a big
Please
deal.
Please help me.
I
haven't got much to work with. I've got cardboard boxes and, like, all the, like, I can crop
We have a
something
lot of creativity
up.
And yeah. A lot of imagination and purity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have the entire RA.
It's a really big deal, this party.
It's
awesome. So
it's
really
a big deal. If you're not invited,
we're gonna be drinking a lot of soda. So
yeah,
we really
yeah. It also
to
has to be soda. So this the whatever costume I'm wearing, it has to be like tame enough that I can also go to the bars before and after.
Go to the what?
To the bars.
Okay.
So I need to be able to go out and go to other things.
Yeah. It has to be. It has to look. It's like Mean Girls Halloween.
Yeah. Well,
I'm a mouse. Duh. But not as
Jackson
much.
Jackson's just to dress up as a minion.
Is Jackson listening?
Jackson,
oh my god!
Listening?
Hi, Jackson.
Jackson, if you're listening.
Wait, what
I
was
love
it?
You.
What was the idea?
A minion?
A minion is.
Those are
mythical.
Good.
A minion is also.
Wait, I have overalls that you can wear.
A minion is socially acceptable.
Minion
and then,
is
like,
extremely acceptable.
Yeah, so
and
I
then
can,
when you go to the. When you go to the
I'm
bar,
so
you
glad
take off
Jackson.
The yellow shirt and you just wear the overalls.
Oh,
and
true.
It's like, and then it's
yeah. And it's like, hello, here I am. Yeah. Not a bad idea.
I'm trying to tell everyone I know to listen to WRU.
Yeah, that is. We have one confirmed listener, guys.
We do. I'm really happy.
We officially have got an audience.
Yes. Okay. Next question.
For the listeners.
Wait. Actually, hold on. I want to listen to this song. We'll resume with our regularly scheduled programming soon.
My face is the real shop. My shop is a fix that. And you know what I shop my face. And you know what? My face is the front of shop.
Sorry, my mic wasn't on. I would like to make it clear that this was an audience request. This is not a DJ Chameleon pick, but it is an audience listener request because I love my fans. All right, let's continue. I'm still at work and while your bitch sleeps, I'm an alien among the human beings.
told you I was out there. Tried to tell you that I'm out here on my own. I fell down to earth from 100 miles away, and somehow I still make it work. But it's overrated and somehow played out.
All right, hello everyone. We're currently listening to Wrestle It Out by Tommy Fleece. Me and Jody also saw him on last weekend, and that was great. He was wearing a cute little hat. Before that was Alien Boy by Oliver Tree for a listener request. It was not my choice. Water by the Sugar Cubes, Face Shopping by Sophie. And yeah, we've got three more songs coming up for you. We've got a listener request for Dolphin by Kalani Pauling. I do know this song, actually. It's quite experimental.
Let's hear it.
It's a lot.
Play it.
We'll play it. Let's play it. Okay. Let's just play it. All right, goodbye, Tommy Felice. Dolphin. All right, everyone, let's listen. Hold on.
Ik leef mijn leven. conclusion of it all, live and let live. Love thy neighbor, be a son to Mother Nature, and don't forget to enjoy the ride.
Ik leef mijn leven.
Alright, this is Enjoy the Ride by Glade Pauling and Juiced. We are now going to listen to Dolphin. Dolphin? I think this is German, maybe? Yeah, let's keep it up.
Pauling, the Pollard one. Echt een miraculeuze vent. Verademing voor het volk. En ook al verstaat niemand Nederlands, ja, dan ben ik de tolk.
Paling.
Ga je met ons mee?
Nu even iets anders.
Hey, rustig jij.
So funky man.
Okay. Nu even iets anders.
Paling.
Hoe lang van mensen dan?
I just love hearing what our listeners have to contribute. I love to explore music that really pushes the boundaries. That was great. Thank you for requesting that. We've got a few songs left. Feel free to, you know, chat us, call us. We still haven't, tell someone the secret.
It's a huge secret.
It's super juicy. It's really, you're going to want to know.
It's really secret.
It is super juicy.
802-656-4399. And I hope, as always, everyone's having a great night. I hope you've discovered something that you truly love tonight on Hearing in Color. And I'll be back next week. As I usually we're not done yet. Okay, I'm just saying a preemptive goodbye. Okay, let's continue.
You ain't gotta figure me out of what I'm on.